His jaw went slack. Though, to be honest, at this point, he didn't know why anything shocked him.
You what?
She with that ex-god who hates the heifer goddess like I do. They asked for me and Zarina to help them fight those Galu demons you used to let me eat. Apparently there's a bunch of them out now.
She reached into her purse and pulled out a bottle of barbecue sauce.
I'm all prepared.
Ash shook his head, trying to understand. The Galu are loose now?
She nodded. Sin said they're coming out by the dozen, just enough to make a good appetizer for us.
Yeah, and enough to do serious damage to the human race. Go, Simmy. Watch over Katra for me.
Okay, Akri. But don't be sad.
She blew him a kiss before she vanished. He let out a tired breath as he surveyed the empty room. Everything on Earth was falling apart, and he was trapped here because of Artemis's insatiable libido. Where was the justice in that? What the hell's going on? He had to know. Closing his eyes, he tried to locate Sin and the Galu, but all he saw was a haze with no real form or substance. That didn't surprise him, though. He usually had a hard time seeing anything below while he was in Artemis's temple. She didn't want him to know, since it would make him even more restless to leave than he already was. But there was one person who could tell him what he needed to know. He returned to the balcony outside Artemis's main room and leaned against the railing. Closing his eyes again, he let his Encinitatos travel out of his body, through the cosmos, until he was in his mother's garden. It was the only break he was allowed while here, because the Encinitatos was simply the conscious part of himself and not his body. He could use it to visit others while trapped on Olympus. It was also the only way he could ever visit with his mother. If he ever appeared to her in the flesh, it would release her from her prison and allow her to destroy the world, which was her one goal in life. His goal was to prevent that. Floating into Colossus, he found her sitting near the pool in the back. The obsidian rocks were as iridescent as her pale skin as she scythed by using the black water to make a sephora. His mother had lifted a portion of the water up to form a dark, swirling ball in the air. But what stunned him was the woman who stood beside her. It was a face he'd seen before, but only in his dreams. Her features were similar to his, only there was enough of her mother in that face to mark her for what she was. His daughter.
Katra?
The ball splintered and fell in droplets back to the water as the two of them turned to face him. And when those green eyes looked into his, he wanted to cry. But pain was nothing new to him. He was so used to hiding it that it didn't even require any real effort on his part.
Apostolos,
his mother said breathlessly before she rose to her feet. She looked back and forth between them.
Are you angry?
Kat couldn't move as she waited for an answer. By the way he'd said her name, she knew someone had told him about her. And she couldn't believe her father was here with them. But she knew he wasn't really here. He was only an apparition. He couldn't have any real contact with his mother without it freeing her. Still, he was looking at Kat with a stern expression. She dreamt of this moment where he knew her for what she was millions of times in her life. Only in her dreams, she was filled with happiness, not trepidation. She tried to imagine every possible scenario for their meeting, but none of them had come close to this.